Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Tony Bobulinski, partner to Hunter and Joe Biden, is now talking again after the election. Did an interview on Tucker Carlson last night. And another, to call it deeply disturbing, revelation about the FBI is probably understatement of the year. He talks, this is an update since he spoke before the election, and the media did its best to squash the Tony Bobulinski story. Keep in mind, again, he's a business partner of the Bidens. Nobody knows the Bidens better than this guy. Literally a business partner. It's not figurative, okay? He's like, these guys defrauded me. They are taking money from China and a Chinese Communist Party connected company. Here he is in cut one from the interview last night. I got three cuts. I'm going to give you, it was a really astounding interview. Tucker won basically the whole hour. But these are the three big takeaways. He talks about after he gave the interview pre-election about Biden corruption, he goes in to talk to the FBI. And the guy they assigned to the case is Timothy Tebow. Timothy Tebow. You remember Timothy Tebow? I'll show you who he is in a minute. The guy who put up social media posts attacking Donald Trump. You think that was by accident? They're like, hey, you don't like Donald Trump in your social media posts? Maybe you should run point on this thing. Here's Tony Bobulinski talking about what happened after this anti-Trump guy at the FBI got a hold of his information about Biden family corruption and what he did with it, or better off, what he didn't do with it. Check this out.
The head of station told my lawyers, listen, an individual named Tim Tebow is going to run point on all of this. We're definitely going to have Tony come back in for a follow-up interview. Could be as early as next week. Some of the people that were in the room weren't well versed on all these facts. We may want to have people come in from Baltimore or Delaware. And, you know, I was ready to sit down with anybody that needed me to or travel wherever I wanted to. And so the head of station gave my lawyers Tim Tebow's cell phone number. Tim was not there that day. I think he was out of Washington, D.C. But my lawyers had an hour and a half call with him that Friday night, October 23rd, and subsequent calls through the weekend and the following week when I was then coming on your show to provide the facts to the American people. And they were supposed to be working a follow-up interview. And Tim Tebow, in his last discussion with my legal counsel, was, listen, we know Tony's cooperating. We appreciate all the information he's provided. We will follow up with you. We're definitely going to have him come in for a follow-up interview or spend some more time on this. And I haven't heard from them since.
Can this get any worse for the FBI? Where every day I think we've hit rock bottom and we break through the basement and we start to get to the mantle and the core to the point where we're popping out of the other side of the earth. If we're going from Florida, where would we wind up? Around North Indonesia or something on the other side? Where would we come out? So the FBI assigns an anti-Trump guy to an investigation about Trump's opponent, Joe Biden. Joe Biden, who is a candidate for president, now president of the United States, it's alleged that him and his son are involved in an international corruption scheme getting payoffs from the Chinese Communist Party, our nuclear-powered enemy that could destroy or play a role in destroying the United States of America. The FBI has no time for that. They do, however, have time to raid the home at gunpoint of a pro-life activist for a misdemeanor assault charge already dismissed by local authorities. The organization is totally, completely broken. I can't say this enough. The FBI, we need to stop dilly-dallying and dicking around, needs to be disbanded. It serves no legitimate purpose anymore. The mission can be accomplished by agencies who don't politically target political opponents of the administration, and any good agents that are left can be dispersed to other entities with no loss in income. The agency is an international embarrassment. They put an anti-Trump guy in charge. You didn't see that the optics of this would be bad. And then he does what? With potentially the biggest case of presidential corruption in U.S. history? He does zero. Here's Timothy Tebow, New York Post. FBI agent Timothy Tebow hid intel from the whistleblowers on Hunter and the big guy, Joe Biden. He conveniently retired from the FBI last week. This article was written in September 2022, by the way, amid an investigation by the special counsel into his anti-Trump social media posts. And after allegations, he buried Hunter Biden material that would have damaged Joe's candidacy. It's, folks, again, we're in the mantle, the core, the crust. I mean, the basement of corruption, the entity, the FBI needs to be disbanded. There's no tinkering around the edges anymore. Enough of this. What else do you need to hear? How many more people who are conservatives are going to be raided by this failed embarrassment of an agency while Hunter Biden and his dad are protected like a bunch of bouncers by the FBI before you realize not a damn thing is going to change? The interview got worse.
You'd
think to yourself, that's got to be it. No, it got worse. Here's Bob Alinsky again, talking about how Facebook squashed the story of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden allegedly taking payoffs from a Chinese Communist Party-connected company selling their influence. Facebook, of course, squashed the story, and so did Twitter. They both reduced distribution. Twitter outright banned it and banned the New York Post for reporting on it because Twitter's thankfully changing management apparently soon. Congratulations to Elon. I hope he can clean that mess up. But here's Bob Alinsky showing you again what frauds Fakebook is. Fakebook, the company, is a joke. It's an embarrassing joke. Andy Stone, who is a known Democrat operative who runs Facebook's comms department or whatever he does over there, he's the one who said they were reducing distribution of this story to interfere in an election, help Joe Biden get elected. Tony Bob Alinsky says, hey, I had the metadata. I had the emails proving the story was real. Well, what happened? Did Facebook reach out? Here's his answer.
Mark Zuckerberg just casually said, oh, yeah, the FBI came to us and warned us of a dump. So when the New York Post ran their article, individual named Andy Stone stepped in. I think he runs their compliance or fact checking department and throttled down the fact pattern. The interesting thing with that, Tucker, is Andy Stone never reached out to me. He never called my lawyers. My email address was there. I'm easy to get a hold of. Facebook never reached out to me and said, hey, Tony, we see that this email that the New York Post just published to you, is it real? Can you produce the email to us? Within 5 minutes, if Twitter, Facebook, anybody else had reached out, I would have produced the email with, everyone wants to talk about the metadata. Oh, the emails that are being produced don't have any metadata. I would have given them the metadata that's pages along on that email that that the New York Post published.
So much for due diligence. Yeah.
Thank you. Well said. Due diligence, man. All they had to do was ask the guy, is this real? You got 33 days to an election, folks. I'm going to just hammer this. I'm hoping it doesn't drive you crazy, but you have 33 days to vote. Is it going to fix everything? No. May it stop the bleeding temporarily? I think so. And in a world of marginal choices, I'll take option two. More bombshells in the interview. Facebook never reaches out. The FBI puts an anti-Trumper in charge who then buries the investigation. Here's Bob Alinsky. And by the way, you can expect almost zero coverage in the mainstream media of only the biggest presidential scandal in American history. Tony Bob Alinsky's allegations that the commander-in-chief is in hock to China from illicit payments. Kind of serious. Here's Bob Alinsky, and this is the last cut from the interview. There was a lot of stuff. I encourage you to watch the whole thing. But here's Tony Bob Alinsky telling Tucker Carlson that if you're under the illusion here that this was a Hunter Biden operation and that Joe Biden, our corrupt, grotesque American president, who's now marching towards senility faster than any human being I've seen in a position of power like that, right? If you're under the illusion that it was only a Hunter Biden thing and Joe was disconnected from it, do you think the fact checkers would clean this up after Tony Bob Alinsky, the business partner's revelations, where he said this about Joe Biden being the chairman of Biden Corruption Inc.? Take a look.
I call it the Biden family because, as you know, it's been well documented. You well documented it. But I met with Joe multiple times.
Yes.
And now, subsequent to the election, he's now the sitting president of the United States. But there are hundreds of data points that Joe Biden was acting in a capitalistic term, I would say the chairman, the chairman of JP Morgan doesn't take 8 meetings down with the people, you know, analyzing companies. The chairman serves a purpose, right? He's a figurehead. He shows up in meetings, shakes hands, advises, you know, has faith in his team. Effectively, that was Joe Biden's role in the Biden family business ventures and around the world. And not just my venture. I met with him multiple times.
Again, in a sane world, this would be the biggest corruption story involving the United States president in American history. If the story was about Donald Trump and Don Trump Jr. and Donald Trump Sr., our former president, if it was about those two taking money from the Chinese Communist Party for influence peddling, of course, they'd both be in prison right now. They'd be in handcuffs hanging by their toenails right now. But because it's Joe Biden and hierarchy matters, they don't care about the hypocrisy. Can't say it enough. And they're in power. They don't care at all. They care about maintaining power. That's it.
More in a minute. But first,
we have a new sponsor I'm really excited to tell you about. Windshield Wow from Wow Auto Parts. I use it. It's amazing. Appropriately named because I said wow the first time I used it on my windshield. The Windshield Wow is an ingenious windshield cleaning device. It uses two magnetic cleaning paddles. They're super strong. You have one on the outside, one on the inside. It cleans both sides of your windshield. I mean, what good is it to clean one side, right? And it does it all from the outside. All you do is push around the outside paddle, and the inside follows and cleans the inside automatically. It's the cleanest my windshield's been in a long time. I get a lot of bugs and debris on it down here in Florida. No more struggling to clean the inside. The Windshield Wow applies the firm cleaning pressure for you and is super thin to get into those tiny dash areas. I like my windshields clean. Obviously, I want to see what's going on. Haze and film builds up on both sides, causing dangerous glare. Windshield Wow is the fastest and least hassle way to get super clean, streak-free, and safe windshield. Paul and I were so impressed, we got two, one for her too. Go to windshieldwow.com to get this ingenious cleaning device now. That's windshieldwow.com, windshieldwow.com. Use Bongino at checkout for a special discount. That's windshieldwow.com. Thanks, Windshield Wow, for being our newest sponsor. Love the product. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Easily the biggest presidential scandal in American history. Now, you'd think the fact checkers would be all over this now, but of course, fact checkers are just a bunch of douche canoes. They don't care about a damn thing, especially when it involves facts. They're nothing more than political bouncers and operatives for the left, people with no dignity or credibility. Their families must be horrified that they spawned such losers. Now, when I say fact checkers, where are the fact checkers? The fact checkers could have influenced the course of an election by telling the American people the truth when Joe Biden said this about the debate. And the second debate with Donald Trump about his son's business dealings. Now that we know the business partner has email data indicating this entire thing is a lie, that Hunter Biden was dealing with CEFC, this Chinese Communist Party connected company, and the dad knew about it and was involved. Where were the fact checkers when Biden said this?
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China. I have not had it. The only guy that made money from China is this guy.
Okay, that's just an outright lie. Now, if fact checkers were actually checking facts and weren't, again, disgraced human beings eager to kiss the ass of the Democrat Party, we'd have a different country right now where gas wouldn't be $75 a gallon, where people wouldn't be flooding across the border by hundreds of thousands a month. We'd have a different country.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.